Neil, a night you won't forget in a hurry this evening.
Yes, that's right. I think a fantastic achievement by the boys. You know, we've come from the depths of the league early on in the season to the heady heights of the grand final. So it's been a bit of fantastic performance tonight.
And a local rivalry, and to be able to come back against your local rivals and get one over your old friend must be satisfying.
Yeah, Roscoe's come down and turned me over a couple of times, doesn't he? And he's obviously gutted about the loss, as I would be. But, you know, as you say, Roscoe and I are great friends. You know, he bleeds, you know, red, white and black, and I bleed blue and white. And all the fans know that and appreciate our passion we have for our clubs. And, yeah, it's just a minor hiccup.
You just seem to have hit the richest vein of form at the most crucial time.
Yes, that's correct. You know, we've got seven riders assembled that I want to work with, who I've worked with over the past few months, which has given us some continuity back in the team, which I lack through injuries and one thing and another. So, yeah, it's nice. I'm in the final with the seven boys I want to be in there with.
And as I said on air, going into one of the crucial heats where Mickey Dyer picked up a point in a 4-2 with Greg Hancock, it must be wonderful for someone like him. He hasn't had a great night, and there his partner, patting on the back, is double world champion Greg Hancock. It must be great for a rider like him to have that experience.
That's right. You know, I said to Mickey before the ride, I mean, you know, I've seen Mick win some great races around here, and I said to Mickey, you know, come on, mate, you must have a good ride in you. He had gate four, which had been working quite well this evening, and he made a good start and was in the first corner with everybody. Got pipped for second, but the third place, as you say, was pivotal in the meeting. And Greg, I mean, Greg has just been a great team asset, a great team man. I mean, he's as pleased as all of us are to get to the final. You know, he said he's never been in a grand final, he's never won the league, so maybe this would be a nice little thank you to Greg.
And just finally on the track, I know there were minor concerns at the start, it might be a bit slick, but it tended to be a wonderful racing track.
No, it's fantastic. I think, you know, they were sort of a bit concerned about the track being too slick because of the rain. They didn't want to put too much work on it, but, you know, we said when we got here, you know, prepare the track like we want it as a proper racetrack. And they went down in the space of sort of half an hour, 3/4 an hour, they got the track to be, you know, a really good racing surface.
Neil, thanks very much for your time again and throughout the evening, and the best of luck in the grand final.
Thank you very much. Thank you.